News, I'm Paul James. In Baghdad, a mass funeral for over 100 children whose deaths the Iraqis blame on UN sanctions. Thousands of Iraqis turned out. Many of them shouted, America is God's enemy. While this was going on, UN weapons inspectors went about their business. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan is scheduled to begin what's billed as a 50-nation friendship tour today. Among the places he plans to visit, Baghdad. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson says that is a bad idea.
A trip like this should be coordinated by the White House, by the State Department, because we all have the same foreign policy objectives. It is important that as a nation, we speak with one voice.
Richardson appearing on the NBC News broadcast, Meet the Press. Israeli cabinet members have approved a conditional troop withdrawal in the West Bank. The move is not likely to be enough to satisfy Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Newsman Dave Dolan has more from Jerusalem.
After an all-day cabinet meeting, the ministers voted 16-0 with two abstentions to approve the withdrawal plan. However, the decision includes conditions likely to anger Arafat. A cabinet statement said the pullback will not take place unless the Palestinians live up to all of their peace commitments, especially the complete cessation of terror attacks. Also, the amount of land to be handed back was not spelled out. Instead, a cabinet committee was set up to work out the details. Dave Dolan for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Veterans organizations say it's not right. Many military funerals are not what they used to be. Budget cutbacks mean that in some cases, Taps is recorded on tape and played at funerals on boomboxes. Rifle salutes are disappearing as well. A Norwegian cargo ship collided with a Danish fishing boat off the southern coast of Sweden. 4 people were killed. 30 were rescued from the water. Representatives from 150 countries are about to kick off a conference on global warming in Kyoto, Japan. Newsman Craig Katz reports.
The negotiations are a follow-up to a 1992 agreement to reduce greenhouse gases to 1990 levels by the year 2000. Most countries have actually increased emissions since then, making that target unrealistic. Now the U.S. wants the industrialized world to reach the 1990 target levels by 2010, while Europeans want a 15% reduction by then. The question is that a gap too wide to bridge? Failure to reach agreement here would be a black eye for the U.S. As the number one source of greenhouse gases in the world, it is the easiest scapegoat. Craig Katz for CBS News, Kyoto.
Today is the last official day of the hurricane season. There was only one intense hurricane among the 7 named storms that surfaced this season. Experts at Colorado State University says that's because of El Nino, and that the next hurricane season will likely be more active. This is CBS News.
What you're about to hear can help save your life. You can count on Genuine Bayer Aspirin to relieve tough pain. But if you think all leading pain relievers are the same, Genuine Bayer Aspirin can do something Tylenol and Advil can't. Only Genuine Bayer Aspirin can reduce the risk of another heart attack by up to 50% when taken regularly with a diet and exercise regimen. Ask your doctor and use only as directed. There's also Extra Strength Bayer. Nothing stronger on tough pain. Bayer. Powerful pain relief and so much more.
He's a New York cop whose son has just been gunned down. But when he can't get straight answers from his own department, he must turn to the most powerful mob boss in New York, his own grandfather. Codes of Betrayal, the stunning new novel from Dorothy Unak, best-selling author of Policewoman. The New York Times raves, Unak's novels are rich with detail and complexity. Codes of Betrayal by Dorothy Unak. When honor meets vengeance, the only codes left are Codes of Betrayal. At bookstores now from St. Martin's Press.
Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire in Johnstown, Colorado last night, a fire that gutted a building that housed a radio station known for its conservative talk show programming. According to a survey by the Spiegel Catalog Company, most Americans like holiday shopping.
Despite the long lines at the stores and the stresses of deciding on what to give for loved ones, 7 out of 10 Americans actually enjoy holiday shopping.
Author and gift-giving expert Sherry Athey says only 10% of respondents said they actually hate shopping. Russian President Boris Yeltsin has put off a meeting with top government officials to talk about Russia's economy. A spokesman says the meeting, originally scheduled for tomorrow, has been put off for at least a week. In India, at least 6 people were hurt when 2 explosions rocked a crowded market in New Delhi. Swiss police say thieves broke into a house in a village near Geneva and made off with jewels and 4 paintings, including a Picasso. They also took several bottles of vintage wine. I'm Paul James, CBS News.